Anyway, joining me right now, friend of the show, Mark Levine. He's a former congressional attorney and Washington, D.C. radio host on Pacifica Radio's WPFW. Learn more about Mark on marklevineradio.com. Mark, good to have you back. Mark Levine, do we have you? I do not hear Mark Levine. Is he there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Mark. Hey, buddy. Hey, how are you? Didn't hear you at first.
Hey, sorry about that.
Anyway,
I'm here.
Did you hear the...
Oh, yes.
Did you hear the musings?
I saw it when it happened.
Oh, my God. Is there any experience more agonizing? And I was saying this last hour, aside from dentists with drills or fingers on chalkboards or lawyers marrying into your family, what the hell could be more discomforting than what you just heard?
Well, I have three things to say. One is that who forgets what government agencies they want to destroy? Number two, yeah. Rick Perry's campaign is over. And number three,
Fair enough. I mean, that would, you know what, to me, it is such an integral part of his whole platform. Energy. And that's what he forgot. He wanted to get rid of education. He wants to get rid of commerce, and he wants to get rid of energy. He couldn't remember energy. But that's like you forgetting the tenets of liberalism or me forgetting the tenets of centrism, if you will.
This is an integral part of his platform. I really wanted that middle-aged English woman to come out on stage and say, Rick Perry, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh my God! Do you remember that show?
It was
whatever happened to her
campaign. At that very moment, I actually tweeted, "This will be remembered as the end of Rick Perry's campaign. He's done, finished, toast, bye."
I thought it was 3 weeks ago, and you know what? I heard a number of liberals really bemoaning it. They think, "Oh God, why couldn't this have happened with him as the nominee in the home stretch of the general election?"
That would have been great. Sure, that would ensure the reelection of President Obama. Absolutely.
Yeah, but on the air when I ask liberals, so isn't it fair to say that you'd like to run against anyone but Romney or Kane, especially, you know, and they say, oh, no, because Romney's
Kane?
Actually, let me ask you that. What do you think about these polls?
It won't happen.
What do you think about these polls showing that in Florida, Pennsylvania, another state that doesn't come to mind, apparently we have Romney in a dead heat with Obama.
Obama's ahead in Pennsylvania. But look, I mean,
it's very, very small amount. I mean, you know, it's nothing.
Polls at this point mean absolutely nothing. It's that simple. I think actually what's going to be really helpful to Obama was what just happened in Ohio, because now the middle class is fighting back. The Republicans have been trying to destroy the middle class year after year after year.
Let me interrupt for a moment. Let me interrupt for just a moment. I just want to help people out because I teased about a poll, so let me give it to you. Apparently, it's a Quinnipiac poll to which I was referring. Out of Florida, it's got president at 42, Romney at 45. In Ohio, it's got the president at 45, Romney 42. And then finally, in Pennsylvania, it's the president 44 and Romney 43. So it's the statistical dead heat. You know, no matter which way you go, for Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, these are very pivotal states, are they not?
Oh, they certainly are. Listen, he has to win Pennsylvania, and he has to win Ohio or Florida. It's that simple. I think he'll win Ohio, though, and the reason he'll win Ohio is because Republicans overstretched, attacked all the teachers and firefighters, police officers there, said they couldn't bargain for their own rights. They couldn't even bargain to get better wages. And
you're confusing negotiated rights with inherent rights. You don't want to do that. Negotiated rights are always up for, well, negotiation.
No, they're not.
And that's what the whole deal was surrounding
the
collective bargaining of public unions. That's all that was about.
Those are negotiated rights, which means the taxpayer doesn't have a right to revisit how much they pay you?
The taxpayer has a right to do that.
Ohio Republicans banned negotiation, and the voters in Ohio, by a vast margin, said that's ridiculous, and that makes the Ohio Republican governor, John Kasich, the least popular governor in the country. It's the reason
all that
why
means,
President Obama's going to win Ohio
the
election in 2012.
All that, yeah, but you know the paradox is where it all started, where collective bargaining began, especially for unions, in Wisconsin, it stayed defeated. They tried to recall,
and
they
failed. Scott Walker's going to be recalled. You watch. I put money on it. Scott Walker
the
will
people
be out
had a,
of office
the people
in
made
year.
Their choice. They had a chance to recall, and while the GOP majority was shrunk, it was still shrunk to an existing majority, showing that the vast majority of people in Wisconsin could see what was wrong with collective bargaining for public unions. Everybody
that's
knows
that's
it's a conflict
know,
of
Alan.
Interest.
First of all,
that's the problem with collective bargaining for public unions.
That's not true. They could only attack the people by the recall laws of Wisconsin who'd been in office for a year. which means the only people they could attack were the hardcore Republicans from hardcore Republican districts, not the newly elected people who gave the Republicans their new majority. And among the hardcore Republicans in hardcore Republican districts, they still beat two of them. Now that 1 year is up and they can attack both Scott Walker and the Republicans from the moderate districts,
Wisconsin was a loss for the Democrats.
And
you know that.
Obama,
you know Wisconsin.
Wait a minute.
You know for a fact, Mark, that Wisconsin was a loss for the Democrats vis-a-vis the whole issue of public unions being able to negotiate. Now,
no.
Look, folks, just joining us. Look, there's
Scott
a difference
Walker never
between.
Ran on that issue.
Let me allow people to see. He ran on it enough to be convincing enough for the majority of Republicans to hold on to their seats after the recall,
which meant, in that final result,
the Democrats were not able to change anything. Do we still have public unions able to collectively bargain? No. By the way, I don't want to get lost. I want people caught up on what we're talking about. I want people caught up on what we're discussing. When private unions negotiate, I'll let you get it. Well,
I'll go on.
I want you to, as soon as I give a little more exposition to the people out there, because they haven't taken telepathy 101 at clairvoyance U, and it's best if they're included, okay? When private unions negotiate, they have an equal counterweight in corporate negotiators defending shareholders. That's their counterweight. All right. When public unions negotiate, there is no counterweight. Now, I want to emphasize that again. With private unions, you have the leaders negotiating on behalf of their members. With government, we don't seem to have the same advantage. When public unions negotiate, there is no counterweight because the elected officials representing taxpayers find greater political rewards in caving into those unions in exchange for votes. Is it really fair to demonize taxpayers because they're tired of subsidizing benefit packages that far exceed what most of them get? You know the conflict of interest that exists when it comes to public sector unions having collective bargaining rights versus private sector unions, as did FDR. FDR would not permit it because he could see this danger. Mark Levine.
You're wrong, Alan, for a simple reason. And the reason is we have more control over our government than we do over corporations. Shareholders cannot vote out the leaders of corporations. They have no right to. The corporations, basically the directors, are elected by the office holders who elect the directors, and they make sure that there's no accountability whatsoever. Government, if you don't like the bastards, you vote them out. We have far more rights to democracy against our government than shareholders do against corporations. So if anything,
Mark, let me ask you this.
Exactly
Mark,
reverse.
Mark let, me that, FDR, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Mark, let me ask you this, because, again, we had a bit of a cutoff and there was a transmission loss. But I was trying to explain the difference. No, that's okay. What I was trying to I think I was lost here. I was trying to explain the difference between private unions and public unions. Okay. When private unions negotiate, they have an equal counterweight in the form of corporate negotiators defending their shareholders. You've got a yin and a yang, if you will. You've got a counterweight. You've got a counterweight. There's no way of taking that away. But when public unions negotiate, there is no counterweight because the elected officials representing taxpayers find greater political rewards in caving into those unions in exchange for votes. So I want to ask you again, is it fair to demonize taxpayers because they're tired of subsidizing benefit packages that far exceed what most of them get? Mark Levine.
First of all, taxpayers have overwhelmingly supported the right of unions to negotiate benefits. That's why John Kasich and his Republican allies lost in their attack on the middle class in Ohio. Number two.
So they won in Wisconsin and they lost in Ohio.
No, I don't see how one is emblematic of the other. We won in Wisconsin.
You lost in Wisconsin. The collective bargaining.
I'll be happy to explain again.
Is there a public union collective bargaining right in Wisconsin?
And it won't last. It'll be gone in a year, and let me tell you why. Under Wisconsin recall laws, you cannot recall anyone unless they've served in office at least a year. That's the Wisconsin recall law. When Wisconsin switched from the Democrats to the Republicans in 2010, a whole bunch of Republicans won in the moderate districts. None of them could be recalled. The Democrats succeeded in recalling Republicans in the most rock-red Republican districts, two of them, and the moderates are going to go next year along with Scott Walker out the window because Americans support the right of other Americans to negotiate for benefits.
But the majority of Republicans who were subjected to the recall election prevailed. Only one loss, which meant default, things went the way the GOP wanted. And what did they want? To take away from public unions collective bargaining rights because of the conflict of interest that is so inherent in the process.